Good evening. It's good to be with you again.
晚上好，真的很高兴来到大家当中。
And we trust that that you did weather the storm okay. We had a few in our church that had some flooding in their basements, like everyone else, but they're okay.
我希望也相信大家可能在这个风暴当中一切都还平安。像我们教会有几位弟兄姐妹的家里也有这个发水的事情。
We did have a government official stop by our house yesterday from FEMA. And if you would like, we do have some brochures on the back table. If you need to apply for disaster assistance, please pick that up, and it gives you the instructions of how to do that.
因为前几天呢，其实有这个 FEMA 的官员来到我们当中。如果大家需要一些关于赈灾啊、救灾方面的一些信息的话，后面我们有些小册子。
Well, very good. Tonight we're going to jump back into Galatians chapter 5. When I speak this once a month time to you, I want to talk about Galatians chapter 5 primarily. And I want us to take a look at an idea tonight of joy that is in our lives. And so turn with me, if you would, to Galatians chapter 4. We're going to read that tonight. Galatians chapter 4, verses 8 through 15.If you don't have your Bible with you, you can follow along in your worship folder there tonight.
很高兴我们今天晚上的话呢，我们会来探讨一下在加拉太书的第五章。这是我们每一个月的一个主题。那今天我们会提到的主题是关于人生生命当中的喜乐。那我们今天可能要读经，要读到加拉太书第四章的八到十五节。
It's interesting in Paul's letter to the Galatian churches in chapter 5. And in chapter 5, he's encouraging them to live not according to the sinful nature, but to live according to the Holy Spirit. And it's interesting because here in this chapter 4, Paul shares his concern with the Galatian church.
很有意思的是我们在保罗的这一封给加太的书信当中，在第五章保罗提到要他们不要生活在罪恶的罪性当中。那这个非常有意思，因为他在第四章的时候才提到他们保罗对他有内心中表达对他们的担忧。
Let me read Galatians 4, 8 through 15, and you can follow along if you choose. Paul's concern for the Galatians. Formerly, when you did not know God, you were slaves to those who by nature are not gods.
在加拉太书第四章的第八节，但从前你们不认识神的时候，是给那些本来不是神的人，不是神的做奴仆。
But now that you know God, or rather are known by God, how is it, this is great from Paul, how is it that you are turning back to those weak and miserable principles?
这里保罗提到说第九节，现在你们既然认识神，更是说是被神所认识的，怎么还要归回那如若无用的小学，情愿再给他做奴仆呢？
Do you wish to be enslaved by them all over again? You are observing special days and months and seasons and years.
他说你们谨守日子、月份、节期、年份。
Verse 11, I fear for you that somehow I have wasted my efforts on you, and I plead with you, brothers, become like me, for I became like you. You have done me no wrong.
十一、十二节，我为你们害怕，唯恐我在你们身上是枉费了功夫。弟兄们，我劝你们要像我一样，因为我也像你们一样，你们一点没有亏负我。
Verse 13, as you know, it was because of an illness that I first preached the gospel to you. Even though my illness was a trial to you, you did not treat me with contempt or scorn.
十三节。你们知道我头一次传福音给你们是因为身体有疾病，你们为我身体的缘故受试炼，没有轻看我。
Instead you welcomed me as if I were an angel of God, as if I were Christ Jesus himself. And my question for you, Paul says, is what has happened to all your joy?
你们没有轻看我，也没有厌弃我，反倒接待我如同神的使者，如同基督耶稣。这个地方保罗提到一个问题，说我问题是你们当日那所夸的福气在哪里呢？
Let's pray.
好，我们一起来祷告。
God, we pray tonight that the power of your holy word will impact our lives.
主，我们在这里今天晚上我们祷告，愿你的话语的能力影响我们的生命。
God, I pray that the truth of scripture will firm up the foundation under our feet.
主，我们也祷告，愿你的话语的真理能够坚固我们信心的基础。
I pray that the words that you have breathed through the life of Paul will challenge us and inspire us this evening.
主，我们也祷告，求你的话语借着保罗的言语，他的生命能够让我们的生命得到改变。
And I pray, God, that if we are lacking any joy in our spirits, that you would renew that joy by the end of our time this evening.
主，我们祷告，如果我们生命当中我们缺少喜乐，主也求你的话语能够让我们重新拾起喜乐。
And we pray all these things in your precious name, Amen.
我们奉主宝贵的圣名祷告， Amen.
So what Paul was saying here in this passage was this. He was saying, wait a minute, time out. Hold up, stop right where you are because I have a serious concern and a serious question for you.
这个地方保罗说，等一下，暂停，打住，因为我在这里有很，对你们有很大的担忧。我有一个很严肃的问题要问你们。
Paul said, what has happened to all your joy? What's going on? You've had a dynamic relationship with Christ. What has happened to all your joy?
他说，你们当日所夸的福气到底到哪里去了？到底是发生了什么事情呢？你们和神本来有一个非常健康的关系，怎么现在你们所夸的福气现在到底在哪里？
Paul is saying, when you didn't know God, you were slaves to the sinful nature. But now that you know God, what's going on, Church of Galatia?
保罗说，你们在不认识神的时候，你们是罪的奴仆。但是现在你们已经认识了神，那是什么使你们失去了当日的福气呢？
Friends, listen, I fully believe that as Christians, we should be the most joyful people in the world.
朋友们，我真心的认为我们作为基督徒，我们应该是世界上最喜乐的人。
And you've probably seen it as much as I have, but sometimes within the constructs and the walls of the church, we can find the most unjoyful, unhappy, miserable people at times, and it should not be that way at all.
但是你和我可能看到的一样，我们知道在这个教会的建筑当中，我们看到有时候会看到一个世界上最不高兴的人，最不喜乐的人。
Oliver Wendell Holmes Jr. was a member of the United States Supreme Court for about 30 years, and his mind, his wit, and work earned him the unofficial title of the greatest justice since John Marshall.
Oliver 呢，他曾经是美国的最高法庭的大法官，做了30年的大法官。他的智慧、他的言语和他的工作，为他赢得了 John Marshall 以后最伟大的大法官的这样的一个称号。
At one point in his life,He explained his choice of a career by saying, I might have entered the ministry if certain clergymen I knew had not looked and acted so much like undertakers.
在他生命中呢，有一段时间他有这样的描述他的职业的选择。他说，若不是他所看到的那些神职人员，那些牧师看上去好像是殡仪馆的人一样，他可能会选择牧会这样的职业。
And that's so true for us. We need to be the most joyful people in the world. You see, the realities of life settle in and they begin to eat away at the joy that we have in our lives.
的确如此，我们真的应该是成为世界上最充满有喜乐的人。但是我们看到，当我们生活的现实开始掌管我们的生命的时候，它就会夺去、吞噬了我们生命当中应该有的喜乐。
And what happens is that there are joy breakers that come into our lives, and there are many joy breakers. But I want to share with you 5 joy breakers tonight, and they're already listed in your worship folder, so you can follow along.
我们知道有很多的一些各样的因素会吞噬掉我们的生命当中的喜乐。那今天晚上呢，我会跟大家一起来分享其中5个这样的因素。
Joy breaker number 1, here it is, unmet expectations.
那第一项的话就是未能达到的一些期望。
Have you ever expected something to take place in your life, and when that something didn't happen, it was as if the reality of that unmet expectation just took the wind right out of you, or just really set you back for a while?
像我们每一个人都会有期待一些事情在我们生命当中发生。但是当这样的期待没有发生的时候，你是不是会感到好像非常的沮丧，非常的泄气，仿佛你真是生命当中充满了挫折。
unmet expectations, either expectations that we didn't meet that other people thought we should have, or expectations that we had of other people that they didn't meet. Those can at times be joy breakers in our lives.
这样的未达到的期望呢，既可以是人家期望我们能够达成的事情我们没有达到，或者是我们期望人家能够做到的人家没有做到，但是不论如何，这样未达到的期望会吞噬掉我们生命当中的喜乐。
Another joy breaker in our lives can be unresolved conflict with other people.
那另外一项呢是没有和解的和人之间的一些冲突。
I'm sure that we could all share some stories tonight about how we have had conflict with other people. Some of those conflicts have been resolved. Some of those conflicts perhaps are still in process.
我想今天晚上我们大家都可以分享一些这样的自己生命当中的一些故事和别人的冲突。有些这样的冲突我们已经跟人家和解了，那有些冲突还没有。
Perhaps some of those unresolved conflicts are times when we just didn't see eye to eye on a particular situation.
那有些这样的和人之间的冲突呢，可能就是我们人和人之间在某些事情上我们没有办法沟通。
Or perhaps our personalities have clashed with someone else.
或者是我们人和人之间的我们的个性有冲突。
How many of you have ever had your personality clash with someone else? All right, so a few of us.
Right.
What about the unresolved conflict of, well, I thought my idea was better than theirs, and their idea was the one that everybody else liked?
有没有这样的情形呢？就是你自己认为你自己的主意其实是比人家的主意更好，但是可惜遗憾的是，别人都同意他人的意见。
What about when someone says something that hurts our feelings?
那还有一个情形就是，是不是有人会说些话来伤害了你的内心？
These are unresolved conflicts. What about when people didn't say something that you thought that they should have said?
那有时会是你期待人家要仗义执言该说的话，但人家却没有说。
And what happens is we allow this conflict to build and build and build and build, and it just eats away at our joy.
当我们让这些所有的这些冲突、这些摩擦不断的积累的时候，达到一个地步，就会吞噬掉我们的喜乐。
It's kind of like that junior high science fair project where we make a volcano and we put some ingredients together, and from the depths of that volcano, it begins to bubble, and slowly the combination of that baking soda and vinegar comes to the top and it explodes out of the top of that volcano.
这个就有些像我们在中学的时候做的一些科学的一些试验，就仿佛我们要做一个火山。当我们在把材料放在一起的时候，我们就发现在火山的底部开始慢慢的有些沸腾，有些涌起一些冒泡。但是到了一定的时候我们加进去的不论是碱或者是醋，它开始能够冒到这个火山的顶部，开始就爆发。
And it's very similar to how you and I allow unresolved conflict to begin to bubble in the depths of who we are. And it slowly rises to the point of explosion. An unresolved conflict will almost always break our joy.
这就仿佛是像我们一些没有能够和解的一些摩擦，在我们的生命当中不断的发酵，不断的发酵，然后到一个地步，它就会最终会爆发。我们知道，没有和解的这些摩擦，最终会吞噬掉我们的喜乐。
As I share these words tonight about unresolved conflict, is there someone's name that crosses your mind's eye that you have unresolved conflict with?
所以在我在这里跟大家一起分享这个没有和解的这摩擦的时候，在你的心目当中，在你的眼前有没有闪现过谁是和你有这样没有完全和解的摩擦？
Maybe it's a neighbor.
也许是你的一个邻居。
Maybe it's a coworker.
也许是你的一个同事。
Maybe it's your spouse.
也可能是你的先生太太
or child,
或者是你的小孩
or parent,
或者是你的父母。
That unresolved conflict when we don't seek resolution to that will break our joy.
如果这个冲突没有得到和解的话，它就会夺去我们的喜乐。
Another joy breaker that we want to be sensitive to is the idea of selfish pride.
那另外一个会夺去我们喜乐的就是我们的自私，我们的骄傲自大。
Selfish pride can be found at the center of sin almost every time.
我们知道骄傲、自私、自大是很多我们罪恶的中心。
He was our high school quarterback, and the joke around the area was that if you weren't sure how good he was, just ask him and he'd tell you how good he was.
那我知道一位中学的一位四分卫，那有这样的一个笑话， 就是说如果你不知道他有多好的话，你去问他。
My take on the situation as a 10th grader in high school was that he was perhaps one of the most insecure and miserable people that I had ever met up until my life at that point.
但是我对这件事情的看法却是，他可能是我到目前为止所见到的最缺乏安全感、最不自信的可怜人。And
it was rooted in that selfish pride.
但他的这些缺乏的安全感正好就体现在他的自私自大。
I'm not sure what your experience has been, but mine has been that when I'm around people who can only talk about themselves and how good they are, the reality is usually that there is a deep sense of hurt, a deep sense of insecurity, an incredible lack of true joy in their life.
我不知道大家的体会体现是什么样子。那按照我的体验，如果你周围有人他所谈论的是他自己，是他关于他自己有多好的时候，这样的人其实他所缺乏的却是缺乏的安全感，他缺乏自信，他生命当中没有喜乐。And
when we allow selfish pride to reign in our hearts and our minds, it will break our joy every time.
当我们让自私自大来掌管我们的生命的时候，他就会夺去我们的喜乐。
Another joy breaker tonight is difficult people. How many of you have ever had to deal with difficult people before?
那另外一个会夺取我们喜乐的就是一些难以相处的人。
I don't have to talk about this one much because we've all had to deal and be around difficult people, but I've come to the conclusion that when Paul was writing about the spiritual gifts, he left this one out. Don't you know that some people just have the spiritual gift of being difficult?
有些大家这个事情我不需要多说，因为我们在生命当中都遇到一些非常难以相处的事情。但我知道保罗在写属灵的一些恩赐的时候，我想他把这一点忘了写，因为我们知道大家都认识一些人，他有这样的一个恩赐，就是非常难以让人相和人相处。I
really wonder if that's what Paul meant when he talked about the thorn in his flesh, if it was just the dealing with difficult people on a daily basis.
那我在想说，保罗在讨论他自己。 肉中的刺的时候，是不是就在讨论如何每天和难以相处的人相处？
But the reality is for us that we will always have to deal with difficult people, and we need to be sensitive to the reality that too can break our joy.
但是现实是我们每一天可能都会要和难以相处的人相处，所以我们必须对他们的情况保持一定的敏感度，因为这个会夺去我们的喜乐。
And then the last joy breaker tonight before we move on, there are many, but I thought this one was very appropriate for us. It's the I gotta have one attitude.
那最后一个我要跟大家分享的呢，就是我必是这样的一种态度，就是我必须要得到，我必须要拥有的这样一个态度。
Maybe you're like me, but there's something in my spirit from time to time where I just feel like I have to have the newest and the biggest next best thing.
也许你可能会和我一样啊。 那我经常有时候会想要说，我一定要一个最新的、更大的、更好的东西。And
at the end of the day, it really doesn't do anything for me except leave me with a spirit of discontentment, and that I gotta have one attitude just simply breaks my joy.
但是其实那个对我没有任何的好处。每一天下来，它让我所有的就是不满足和不满意，它会夺去我的喜乐。Have
you ever dealt with any of these five joy breakers in your life?
我们在座的有没有谁有遇到过这样的五项呢？
Absolutely. Well, I wonder if we turn a little bit here tonight and if we know that there are joy breakers in their life, there has to be joy givers, and that's really what I want to spend the rest of our time on here tonight.
那我们知道我们会有一些因素会夺取我们的喜乐，但是我们也知道有很多的因素也可以成为我们喜乐的赐予者。
If you and I are going to have joy, a joy that's unspeakable in our hearts and our minds and it exudes out of our life, I want us to take a look at a few. And the first one here tonight, again, it's in your notes, is the idea of worship.
如果你想要讨论这个喜乐，要讨论我们没法用语言来表达的喜乐的话，我们来看看我们今天的这个周报上的一些笔记。
Psalm 66, 1 through 4 says, Shout with joy to God, all the earth.
在诗篇的第66篇第一节说，全地都当向神欢呼。
Sing the glory of his name, make his praise glorious. Say to God, how awesome are your deeds. So great is your power that your enemies cringe before you. And all the earth bows down to you, and they sing praise to you, and they sing praise to your name.
歌颂他名的荣耀，用赞美的语言将他的荣耀发明。当对神说，你的作为何等可畏，因你的大能，仇敌要投降你，全地要敬拜你，歌颂你，要歌颂你的名。
And there are many ways to worship that we can sing to worship.
有很多不同的方式来敬拜赞美神，比如说歌唱。
We worship when we pray.
或者是向我们祷告。
We worship when we give.
或者是我们在奉献。
We worship when we read God's word and we fellowship with one another.
或者是我们在读神的话语，或者和我们弟兄姊妹之间有很好的团契。
And the greatest joy giver in our lives is worshiping the one who created joy.
能够给我们带来最大的喜乐的是来敬拜那一位创造了喜乐的神。
And tonight, friends, if you need some joy in your life, be sure that you're making a priority to worship the one who gave you joy.
朋友们，如果你在你的生命当中你需要喜乐的话，那我们来一起来敬拜赞美这位给我们喜乐的创造喜乐的神。
Another joy giver in our lives is not only to worship, but to make sure that we're growing in our relationship with Christ.
那另外一个可以给我们带来喜乐的就是我们要培养加深我们和神之间的关系。
John chapter 15, verses 10 through 11 says this, If you obey my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have obeyed my Father's commands and remain in his love.I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and your joy may be complete.
在约翰福音十五章第十到十一节这样说道，你们若遵守我的命令，就常在我的爱里，正如我遵守了我父的命令，常在他的爱里。这些事我已经对你们说了，是要叫我的喜乐存在你们心里，并叫你们的喜乐可以满足。
I want that completed joy in my life every single day.
我真的是想要得到神的丰富的丰盛的喜乐在我们的生命当中的每一天。
And I'm not sure where you're at on your spiritual journey tonight, but I do know this, that in order for you and I to experience the fullness of God's joy in our lives, we have to be in a growing relationship with Him and keep His commandments.
我不知道你在你的属灵的生命当中在一个什么样的阶段，但是我知道如果我们要能够完全的享受从神给我们的丰富的丰盛的喜乐的话，我们需要培养我们与神之间的关系。
The passage here says that if we obey his commandments, if it's conditional for you and I.
这里提到说我们要遵守他的命令，就像经文中所提到的那样，你们若遵守我的命令。
If we obey his commandments,We will remain in His love.
这提到说，你们若遵守我的命令，就常在我的爱里。
Friends, that's important for us because when it comes to the list of commandments that Christ gives to us, if we want to be in a close relationship, in a growing relationship with Him, we have to live according to His commandments and standards.
这个真的是非常的重要。就像神给我们的诫命中说的那样，我们要如果能够和他有良好的关系，我们就必须遵守神给我们的诫命。
And if we don't live according to his commandments, what's happening is we're choosing to place ourselves outside of what is necessary for a growing vital relationship with Christ.
如果我们不遵守神的命令的话，那我们就没有机会去培养我们和神之间的充满生机的关系。
And we have to be very sensitive and understanding of this principle of making sure that we're obeying Christ's commands. It's the very same principle that we probably find in our homes. If we want joy to be in our home, we must be in a growing relationship with those who are in our home.
我们真的是非常的能够敏感对这一条，因为我们要和神有美好的关系，我们就必须遵守他的诫命。就像是在我们的家庭当中，如果我们需要我们的家庭当中充满了喜乐的话，我们就得和我们家庭的成员保持美好的关系。
If I want there to be joy in my relationship with my wife, Barb, I need to make sure that Barb and I are in our growing relationship together.
就像我要如果和我的太太之间能够有喜乐、有美好的关系的话，我们就要保证我们之间的关系能够不断的成长。
And the very same thing is true, of course, as I just said, that if we want joy in our lives, we need to be in a growing relationship with Christ.
就像我们的生命当中一样，如果我们需要我们的生命当中充满了喜乐，我们就需要和神之间的关系不断的成长。
The third joy giver tonight is for you and I to live a holy lifestyle.
那第三项就是我们需要过一个圣洁的生活。
Hebrews 12:14 says this, make every effort to live in peace with all men and to be holy. Without holiness, no one will see the Lord.
在希伯来书12:14这样说道，你们要追求与众人和睦，并要追求圣洁，非圣洁没有人能见主。
What this passage doesn't say, hear me, what this passage does not say is that the holy lifestyle is a destination. And once you've arrived, there's no more growth.
这节经文没有说圣洁的生活是我们人生的一个终点，好像我们到了这个终点就没有再有成长的空间。
Living a holy lifestyle is what you and I want to strive for every single day. It's a process. It's part of our spiritual maturity and growth. And growth, pardon me.
过一个圣洁的生活是我们每天都需要努力追求，每天都要行走经历的一段旅程。
It says make every effort to live in peace and to be holy.
这提到说要竭力的追求 和睦，并要追求圣洁。
And it's a journey that we want to find ourselves on every day.
这是一段我们每天都要行走的旅程。
A fourth joy giver is contentment.
那第四项能够给我们带来喜乐的就是我们的满足、知足。
Hebrews 13:5, it says this, keep your lives free from the love of money and be content with what you have.
希伯来书第十五章啊，十三章第五节说，你们存心不可贪爱钱财，要以自己所有的为主。
The truth for us is that each of us can live a lifestyle of contentment and at the same time experience the fullness of God's joy in our lives.
事实是我们每个人都可以过一个满足的生活，而且同时又能够享受到神给我们一切的喜乐。
This is a tough one for me.
这对我来说是一个非常难的一个挑战。
There are times when I'm just discontent, whether it's with the things of this world, the things that I have or don't have, or sometimes the church, and I just get discontent.
但对我来说是一个非常大的挑战，因为我有时候就会觉得不满足，不论是我们属世的一些东西，或者是关于教会的一些状况。
And almost every time when I'm really in a discontented spirit, God just says to me, Rob, do you want to have joy today? And if you do, You need to live with a contented life.
当我每次有不满足的时候，神都告诉我，都问我说 ，Rob， 你想要过一个充满喜乐的一天吗？如果是的话，你就要过一个知足满足的一天。
And I'm not sure about how you get to the place of discontentment in your life, but oftentimes for me, it's because I worry a lot about things.
我不知道你怎么能够达到这一步，因为在我的生命当中，我经常会为很多的事情担心。
And interestingly enough, my next joy giver is that we should live worry-free living.
那另外一个我要谈到的可以给我们带来喜乐的就是我们要过一个义无挂虑的生活。
2 Corinthians 7:4 says, I have great confidence in you. I take great pride in you. I am greatly encouraged in all of our troubles. My joy knows no bounds.
在格林多后书第七章也这样说到，我大大的放胆向你们说话，我因你们多多夸口，满得安慰。我在一切患难中分外的快乐。
We don't have to worry in life.
我们在生命当中，我们不需要焦虑、挂虑。
The Bible says, "Why worry about our tomorrows when there's enough to be concerned about today?"
圣经告诉我们说，为什么要为明天担忧呢？因为你现在有足够的担忧今天。
There's a true story that's been told of the translation of the New Testament from the English into the Eskimo language.
有这样的一个故事，就是他们在要将新约圣经从英文翻译到爱斯基摩话语。
Problems arose for the translators when they encountered certain words in English for which there were no corresponding words in the Eskimo language.
他们遇到了一些困难，当他们想把一些英文的词汇翻译到爱斯基摩话的时候，但是这个爱斯基摩语言当中没有对应的词汇。
For example, there's a passage which tells us that the disciples are filled with joy on seeing Jesus.
就有一个例子，就是有一段的经文有提到神的使徒，当他们门徒看到耶稣的时候，他们非常的喜乐。
But since there's no word for joy in the Eskimo language, the translators had to find another way to express the meaning of this passage.
可是在爱斯基摩语言当中没有喜乐这个词，所以翻译者他们必须找到一个办法来表达喜乐的这样的一个含义。
And so in their research, they discovered that one of the most joyful times for an Eskimo family is when the sled dogs are fed in the evening.
在他们做了一些调查研究后发现，在爱斯基摩人的生活当中，他们最喜乐的事情就是当傍晚的时候，这些拉雪橇的这些爱斯基摩犬，他们回来的时候要吃东西的时候。
And you can probably picture it with me, but the dogs come barking and yelping and running about and wagging their tails furiously, and the children are squealing with delight, and the neighbors too become part of this happy commotion.
你可以跟我一起的想象在当时那种情形。这些拉雪橇的狗他们回来，他们兴奋地叫着，他们的尾巴在不停地摇动，那小孩子也非常的开心，他们非常的在充满乐趣，周围的邻居也一起来加入到这样的欢乐当中。
And it's altogether a very joyous time.
这个所有的事情在一起真是一个非常让他们感到喜乐的时光。
And consequently, the translators use that particular eventTo help them convey the meaning of the biblical passage.
所以这些翻译者他们就借用这个情形来帮助他们翻译充满了喜乐这样的一个意思。
And as a result, when the passage was translated back into English, it read, "When the disciples saw Jesus, they wagged their tails."
所以这个最后又重新再翻译到中文翻译到英文以后，得到的这个翻译是，当这些所有的门徒们他们见到耶稣的时候，他们高兴地摇着他们的尾巴。
Here's something that we need to keep in mind tonight. Joy is not, hear me now, joy is not the absence of problems.
我们大家要记住，听着我这里说，喜乐并不是没有困难，没有问题。
Joy is experiencing the presence of God.
喜乐反而是我们来体会神的同在。
And if we can remember that truth tonight, that will get us through each and every day.
如果我们能够牢记这样的一个真理，我们就可以每天过好我们每一天的日子。
And although very difficult, you and I can live a worry-free life when we focus on practicing the presence of God in our lives.
我知道说，如果我们能够每天都能够定睛在神的身上，能够定睛在神的同在上的时候，我们就可以过以无挂虑的生活。
And then the final joy giver tonight is this.A joy giver is when we have healthy relationships with others.
那我们今天讲的最后的一个可以给我们带来喜乐的，就是我们和他人之间有一个健康的关系。
Romans 12:15 says this: Rejoice with those who rejoice, and mourn with those who mourn.
在罗马书十二章也说到，与喜乐的人要同乐，与哀哭的人要同哭。
And it's crucial for you and I to have healthy relationships with other people. No matter what our history might have been with them, we need to make sure that we have healthy relationships.
真是非常重要，我们要和人能够有保持一个健康的关系，不论我们和周围的人的过去是什么样子，但是我们必须要和他们保持一个健康的关系。
Perhaps there's an unhealthy relationship with a person that I just asked you about a few moments ago, about the person who you're in unresolved conflict with.
刚才前不久我刚刚问到大家，在你的生命当中有没有和你还有没有一些人没有解决没有和解的这样的矛盾。
And whoever it might be, God just really wants to say to us tonight that we need to be in healthy relationships with others.
不论这样的人有没有是谁，但是神告诉我们说，我们必须要和我们周围的人保持一个健康良好的关系。
There are many other joy givers tonight, but I wanted to share just a few, and let's pray to transition us here tonight.
有很多可以给我们带来喜乐的，今天我跟大家分享了一些，那我们现在来低头祷告。
God, we know tonight that this message is not an end-all message to this idea of having joy in our lives.
主，我们知道我们今天晚上的信息并不是表征着关于喜乐的信息的一个终结。
We know, God, that your word speaks so much truth to us about living a life of joy.
主，我们知道你的话语中有丰富的信息关于我们怎么样在生命当中过一个喜乐的生命生活。
And Lord, my prayer is for us tonight that wherever we're sitting or standing here tonight, that you would just tap us on the shoulder and speak to us about living with joy.
主，真的是不论我们在什么样的光景当中，愿你来亲自的对我们说话，来让我们过一个喜乐的生活。
Perhaps we've experienced some joy breakers in our lives.
也许我们在生命当中，我们经历到很多夺去吞噬我们生命中喜乐的东西。
And Lord, we know that your word is true when Jesus said in John chapter 10, verse 10, that he has come so that we might have life and have it to the fullest.
主，真的，你的话语是真实的。就像你在约翰福音第十五章所提到的那样，你说你来到我们当中，能够让我们在你里面有丰盛的生命。
And when we're lacking joy in our life, Lord, that is not the life that you have planned for us.
如果我们生命当中我们缺少了喜乐，那不是你为我们所预备的生命。
And so, Lord, I pray tonight that you would breathe joy into our spirit.
主，我们祷告，愿你能够把喜乐带到我们的生命，我们的灵魂当中。
I pray that you would stir our hearts and speak to our mind.
主，求你对我们的心，对我们的头脑说话。
I pray, Lord God, that we would focus on the joy givers rather than the joy breakers.
主，我们愿意我们大家都能够定睛在能够给我们带来喜乐的各个因素上，而不是那些会夺取我们喜乐的因素。
And may we live every day with a joy that is unspeakable and full of glory.
愿我们每一天都活出主你给我们的没有办法用语言来表达的喜乐。
We pray these things in your name. Amen.
我们奉主的名祷告。Amen.